Hello and welcome to our Secular Sponsor Speaker Series. Each week we hear from an Overeaters Anonymous member who has obtained and maintained abstinence without God and has served as a sponsor to other members. The series also provides opportunities for secular OA members who don't have a sponsor or are interested in exposure to a variety of points of view to learn from the experiences of others. We encourage everyone to sponsor others up to the level of their own recovery or to use these tools with each other as peers. If you're willing to sponsor or to work as a peer, please post a message at oasecularforum@gmail.com. For additional information about abstinence without God, go to secularovereaters.org. And now, let's hear from this week's secular OA sponsor.
Thank you, everybody, for having me today. Thank you, Jim, for inviting me. And the topic for today is literature. My name is Jenny. I'm a sugar addict, a compulsive eater, an atheist, and I've been a sponsor for about 4 years. I just want to also start with a caveat that these are my own opinions and they do not represent OA. I will be talking about conference-approved literature as well as outside literature. And we will be doing a breakout activity that I have planned. I want to give a little background. I first joined OA 5 years ago, and I was at the very desperate, lowest bottom of my life. I was 56. I tried a million diets. Nothing was ever working. And I was an atheist, but I was just finally so desperate that I was willing to try going to a God-based 12-step program. And when I got to OA, within the first week, I discovered that there were two Freethinker face-to-face meetings just a few minutes from where I worked. And I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I worked at UC Berkeley. And these meetings were in Emeryville. And so I started going there. And right off the bat, I got introduced to secular literature and secular steps. We didn't know that it was against the rules, but our meeting for 3.5 years was using alternative 12 steps and reading alternative literature. And we had decided this by group conscience. There's a tradition 4 that says that every meeting, each group is autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. We thought what we were doing did not affect anybody except for us. And we were going along pretty well for 3.5 years when we had an outside speaker come to our meeting. And that person reported us to our region. And we were all of a sudden embroiled in a big hoopla where we were going to get delisted, which means we would no longer be allowed to be on the OA meeting list. And so we met with our intergroup. We took about 3 months and we kept fighting, feeling like, you know, this was our group conscience. We should be able to do this. But finally, our intergroup really just didn't want to have anything to do with it. They felt like we should just continue as we were, but they were told as an intergroup that if they did not delist us, that they would also be delisted. So that was a lot of pressure on them. And we finally decided that we would stop using outside literature and alternative steps. Our main goal was that we wanted to still be available to other atheists and agnostics who were seeking recovery. And so this all happened the November before COVID started, and we took a few months to regroup, and we decided to come up with activities that did not use any God literature in them. And we also decided that studying the 12 steps was really important, but we were not going to read the traditional 12 steps at our meetings because that was just too triggering. So we started an alternative secular step study group, which is still meeting, and I'm going to post information about it right now in the chat. And where we once a month meet on Sundays and just do kind of like a comparative step study. So the reason I'm just telling you all of this is just that I have a real bias towards outside literature. So I'm going to talk first about conference approved literature. I own most of the OA books, but I'm not really a big fan of them. The ones that I use and I really suggest for all of my sponsees are the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And it comes with a workbook that they're both purple. And this is the 12-step workbook of Overeaters Anonymous. Both of these are the second edition. I kind of have this as required reading for my sponsees. I really feel like the workbook is a very nicely laid out way of going through the steps. And I've just recently finished the steps for a second time. It took me 14 months and I used the workbook. That actually was faster than the first time I did the steps because my second time around, I didn't have as many amends to make. Another piece of OA literature that is good is this pamphlet. This is an old version, but What If I Don't Believe in God by OA. They don't even print this anymore. It's only 8 pages compared to all the literature there is in OA about atheists and agnostics. We get 8 pages explaining how we can do things. There's a link in the chat now that will take you to a PDF of this pamphlet. A lot of the other books, there are like collections of stories. One of them that they suggest for atheists and agnostics is this one called Seeking the Spiritual Path. There are 79 stories in here and only 2 by atheists and agnostics. This other book, Abstinence, which I'm reading with one of my sponsees, we are 74% of the book through. And so far, there have only been 2 stories that do not mention higher power or God. In the new book, Body Image and Relationships and Sexuality, I haven't actually read this, but another member of the Freethinkers went through and tagged stories that would be appropriate for atheists and agnostics, and we only found 9 out of 81. So it's just really hard to find OA literature that speaks to us. And I'm not trying to say that there is not, you know, there are not valuable messages in some of the other stories, but it's just really hard to hear them when, you know, the punchline is usually, thank you, God, for my recovery. Because as a non-God believer, I don't have that. So that kind of takes me on to outside literature. And the book that I require for all my sponsees is this Alternative 12 Steps, A Secular Guide to Recovery. And it's just an easy to read book. And none of these step books are something that you can just, I personally would not just read cover to cover, but as I'm working like on each step, I would read the chapter here and then the read the chapter in the 12 and 12. And it just balances things nicely. Like one example would be, you know, they talk a lot about spiritual awakening in the OA 12 and 12. And like, well, what the heck does that mean? You know, for somebody who's atheist agnostic. But when you go in and you read alternative literature like this, alternative 12 steps, it just makes it really simple. Spiritual awareness is self-awareness. It's like, whoa, I can totally understand that. You know, all this work that I've been doing on trying to make myself better by figuring out my character defaults and, you know, making amends. This is all about self-awareness. And we're all just trying to become better people. So anyway, I just really recommend that people look for outside literature. And I've put some links to the Secular Overeaters website in the chat where we have some book recommendations. Actually, this is going faster than I expected. One of the things that I did when I was going through the workbook to do the steps is that there are 32 questions in there that have to do with God or higher power. And so I've started rewriting the questions because I was finding that when I would see these questions, you know, I would just not do them or I would write something nasty. So I wanted to make this exercise more meaningful. And so what I thought that we could do today, kind of as a group right now, is just try out some rewriting some of the questions. And so I'm going to screen share. So everybody should have this in their in the chat, and you can actually go and open up this document yourself if you want to. And the way that it's laid out is the first column is the page that is listed in the workbook. And the second column is the question. And so 2-8 means that that's step 2, question 8. And the question, I'll just give some examples that I rewrote. One, the first question in there is, since my willpower can't change my unsuccessful way of living, am I willing to look for a power greater than myself to restore me to sanity? And like when I first saw this, I was like, F that, I'm not doing that. But I wanted to like figure out how to write this question into something that would work for me. So I changed it. And my version of this question is, since my willpower can't change my unsuccessful way of living, am I willing to look to OA and the collective wisdom to restore me to sanity? So that was just a way of reframing the question that turned into something that I would be able to use. I'll just do a few other examples on here. So for this one, 210, if I do not believe in a higher power, can I act as if I am getting help with my life? How? And again, like reading this act if, I'm like, I'm not going to pretend. You know, I just got really huffy about it. So I changed it to, since I do not believe in a higher power, how can I get help with my life? So I think that there, if you think about it, there's a way of reframing a lot of these questions that would be meaningful as writing exercises, but that also make it a little less hostile on the God front. What I wanted to do, so Jim, we're just like rushing right on in here. I was thinking that if people have this document open, that's great, but I wanted to pick a few questions and just have people think about them for a minute and then maybe give what they would do, their version for the question. So one of the ones that I chose was, how do I feel about replacing my old ideas about God with a faith that works? So if anybody, you know, wants to, please go ahead and take a stab at rewriting that. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I was thinking that rather than how can I replace my old ideas about God with a faith that works, you know, just, you know, since I don't believe in God, what values can I, well, let's see, since I don't believe in God, what values, and I'm trying to think of the word, let's stick with values right now. What values can I turn to that give me strength? What values are traditions?
Michelle, I like what you wrote there, or what you thought about. Does anybody else have like an idea for how they would rewrite this question?
Would anybody like to rewrite that question before I jump in?
I'd like to have a go.
Great.
Well, I was just going to say something about where can I find support for helping me with my life or helping me work the steps as I've never believed in God. Where can I turn to get the support I need to work the program?
That sounds really great. Is there anybody else? You can just, I guess we can't see hands, so just speak up.
Am I good to go?
Yeah.
I was thinking that I would try to keep it as close to possible as the original. And I was thinking something along the lines for me would be, how do I feel about replacing old ideas rather than saying my old ideas? Because I'm not replacing my old ideas at all. But how do I feel about replacing old ideas about God with spirituality that works for me?
Can I suggest adding "and faith" after the word God? Because I don't have much sense of faith about anything.
You know, what's really great is that everybody can rewrite the questions the way they want.
Okay, I just find that word itself sort of is anti-secular for me.
Vinny?
Yes, thank you for your service. I just simply, you know, ask myself, how can I open my mind to find what works for me? You know, in other words, listen to other people and all that kind of thing. Just how do I do that?
Okay, Elsa.
Hi, thanks. Elsa, I'm powerless. Since my old ideas didn't bring me recovery, what new ideas can I open to?
Thank you. I don't see any other hands, I don't think. Jim, did you want to give your example?
And I was just going to say, my faith is in the, you know, the experience is in OA itself, is in this peer support group, the ideas and experience of the people in OA and frankly, other secular 12-step communities.
So anyway, that was just like an example of like one way, you know, that we can make the questions in the workbook more relevant is to rewrite them ourselves. And I just had this idea that it would be so cool if we completely filled out this document and had alternatives for people about how they could write. And I've rewritten the questions all for myself, but I didn't want to put all my answers in there. But it would be like a really cool thing if we combined it and everybody had an option to look at it. What I was thinking about for small groups is that everybody would look at this document and choose a question and maybe work on it together, at least one question, and rewrite it and post it in the chat when they come back. But maybe after they've rewritten a question, talk to each other about what their answer would be.
So now we have question and answer.
Any questions? Or Jenny, you phrase it the way you want to.
I guess I was just interested in hearing from people either talk about literature that they've found helpful, or if they maybe rewrote a question and that was more inspiring for them.
I really enjoyed your talk, Jenny, and gives me confidence to rewrite questions and steps, actually.
Hi, Jenny, it's Kathy. I have struggled with rewriting these steps to make them relevant for me so that I can work this program more efficiently. And I thought this was a great exercise. And my breakout room partner and I rewrote one of these questions and then discussed how in heaven's name we would do it, even as rewritten. And so it was a really good discussion about getting abstinent without God. So thank you. This has been very helpful.
Great. And Jenny, this is Paige. I had relatively newcomer to the program as my partner. And I found just the experience of working with someone working on rewriting, just the conversation that we had regarding the choice of a couple of words to make it a personal growth experience, just the experience of rewriting the steps, even if the outcome of it isn't what you eventually want, just the experience of rewriting the step was very therapeutic.
Are you talking about the question or actually rewriting a step?
Rewriting the question. Sorry, not the step, the question.
That can be really therapeutic too, but.
Yeah.
Hi. So I have just bought the workbook recently, but haven't actually started working the steps yet and never worked them before. So I've not read these questions. And it's funny because I have been reading all kinds of like different versions of the secular steps and things. And I probably would have had a really hard time just rewriting them from scratch on my own, but with other versions, it seems not so hard. But oh man, these questions seem like way harder to rewrite than the steps. I don't know, because they're like more sort of refinedly detailed and they're actually questions. I don't know. It's complicated, I think. But in terms of literature, I've been reading, not all the way through, but I've been reading Staying Sober Without God, and I really like it. It's my like favorite of the books that I've kind of, and things that I've been reading about like secular OA. It's written by a mental health professional who got into, like studied it after starting 12 step. And so he kind of, he just totally kind of removes God and spirituality and like talks about like what the steps, if you're following the steps, like what they're doing for you on like sort of a mental psychological level, and then rewrites them to like relate to that. I am explaining it really poorly, but if you were to read the introduction to the book, he would explain it really well. but he's also not like, I feel like the title is maybe not great because he's not like opposed to people having belief in God and things like that. And regularly says things along the lines of like, if you believe in this and it's working for you, then it's working and you should like keep it, you know, like, but it's, yeah. Anyway, it's really good, I think. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, everybody. I really enjoyed this exercise because I realized that in fact, my journey through the steps without, you know, I mean, just a traditional journey, you know, in my mind, I was always, you know, trying to find the explanation to myself that got me through that, you know, and this is, it is ultimately a personal journey with help from outside, and, you know, and yeah, all of these, you know, discussions that we have here are really helpful because it's so hard to understand what we're doing. It really is hard to put it into words. It's a lot to do with how we feel and learning to share those feelings with other people and get the help that we need. So yeah, this is great. Literature is great. There's all kinds of literature, more than I have time for. So thank you all. Pass.
I am Maura and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I just really wanted to, I mean, I found that really helpful exercise because it's part of what I've been struggling to do as I've kind of read through the questions on my own work. But I just wanted to kind of bring back some stuff that was said last Friday, I think, where people were saying, you know, some of them are, those kind of questions are so heavily loaded because they talk about defects and shortcomings and, you know, it just feels like you're self-flagellating already. And so the guys in that meeting were kind of saying, instead of reading character defects, read it as characteristics or shortcomings, it's that they were adaptive behaviours or survival behaviours that you needed at the time and served you at the time, but you've kind of outgrown them now. So it's kind of like a gentler way of reading the defects and shortcomings. And I just thought that might be helpful to people. So I'd put it out there. Pass.
There's a book that I really adore. It's called Beyond Belief, Agnostic Musings for a 12-Step Life. And even though it was probably originally focused mainly on alcohol, it can apply to anything. And what it'll have is short quotes from sort of like For Today by various writers, and then musings by the whoever, I don't know where they get the writings from, but they're very much thought-provoking writings by people in reaction to the quotes, and it's just fantastic. It's very, very conducive to a lot of self-examination and looking at things that you might not think to look at.
I'm Mags, I'm a compulsive eater. I want to second Kathleen on the book. I love it. And it's got stuff from various different 12-step programs in it. And my home group is we're a mishmash of different programs like that. But I want to say I really appreciated this exercise a lot. I had not thought of just sitting down with the book and going, okay, let me just reword the question that's already there. You know, my addict brain goes to, I have to reinvent the entire wheel. You know, I have to make it completely different and unique. And when you said that, I was just like, oh, right. Keep it simple. You know, it blows my mind sometimes the stuff that when somebody else says it, it's just like, oh, right. But I'll sit there and spin myself up into a tiz for hours on end. And that's exactly what happened when I came back in this time. I really have struggled with my spirituality and everything, and have been so thrilled to find these secular meetings. But I kept bumping my head against a lot of the literature, which is a challenge for me because I'm big on literature. And so trying to find stuff that really resonates for me. And I actually have a sponsee, I'm in another 12-step program, and she's going along a similar journey to what I am at this point. And she's working with somebody else in that particular program around secular stuff. And she's like, oh, they recommended this book or that book. And so it's been kind of nice to have, we kind of share back and forth. So if there's stuff I find, you know, from this meeting or other, I'll share with her. And so I'm just really grateful. And I really appreciate the exercise and your share, Janie. Thank you.
And I don't know if anybody has gone to Secular Overeater's website. There's a link there for this sponsor speaker series. And it has links as best we can to all the resources that other speakers have brought up. And so we'll put a link in there to this Google Doc. And so people will be able to refer back to it.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear recordings of other speakers in this series, visit secularovereaters.org. And while you are there, please consider making a donation to support our work.